Hare Krishna. So today we shall be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter 29, Talks between Narada and King Prajina Bharhi. The text under discussion is text number 69. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naranjaiva Narottamam. Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tado Jayamudiraye Nashtabrayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloge Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtage. Sattvaika nishte manasi bhagavat parshva vartini tamat chandramasi vedam uparajya avabhashade. Sattvaika nishte manasi bhagavat parshvavartini tamachandramasi vedam uparajya vapashade. Sattvaika nishte manasi Bhagavat Parshvavartini Tamachandramasi Vedam Uparajya Vapashade. Sattvaika nishte manasi Bhagavat Parshvavartini Tamachandramasi Vedam Uparajya Vapashade. Sattvaika nishte, in full Krishna consciousness, manasi, in the mind, Bhagavat, with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Parshvavartini, being constantly associated, Tamaha, the dark planet, Chandramasi, in the moon, Iva, like, Idam, this cosmic manifestation, Uparajya, being connected, Avabhashade, becomes manifest. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation, Krishna consciousness means constantly associating with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in such a mental state that the devotee can observe the cosmic manifestation exactly as the Supreme Personality of Godhead does. Such observation is not always possible, but it becomes manifest exactly like the dark planet known as Rahu, which is observed in the presence of the full moon. Kindly repeat the translation with me. Krishna consciousness means constantly associating with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in such a mental state that the devotee can observe the cosmic manifestation exactly as the Supreme Personality of Godhead does. Such observation is not always possible, but it becomes manifest exactly like the dark planet known as Rahu, which is observed in the presence of the full moon. Purport by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. It has been explained in the previous verse that all desires on the mental platform become visible one after another. Sometimes, however, by the supreme will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the whole stockpile can be visible all at one time. In Brahma Samhita 554, it is said, Karmani nirdaga dikindu jabhakti bhajam. When a person is fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, his stockpile of material desires is minimized. Indeed, the desires no longer fructify in the form of gross bodies. Instead, the stockpile of desires becomes visible on the mental platform by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this connection, the darkness occurring before the full moon, the lunar eclipse, can be explained as being another planet known as Rahu. According to Vedic astronomy, the Rahu planet, which is not visible, is accepted. Sometimes the Rahu planet is visible in the presence of full moonlight. It then appears that this Rahu planet exists somewhere near the orbit of the moon. The failure of the modern moon excursionist may be due to the Rahu planet. In other words, those who are supposed to be going to the moon may actually be going to this invisible planet Rahu. Actually, they are not going to the moon but to the planet Rahu. And after reaching this planet, they come back. Apart from this discussion, the point is that the living entity has immense and unlimited desires for material enjoyment, and he has to transmigrate from one gross body to another until these desires are exhausted. No living entity is free from the cycle of birth and death unless he takes to Krishna consciousness. Therefore, in this verse, it is clearly stated, Sattvaika Nishte, that when one is fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, in one stroke is freed of past and future mental desires. Then, by the grace of the Supreme Lord, everything becomes simultaneously manifest within the mind. In this regard, Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakura cites the example of Mother Yashoda seeing the whole cosmic manifestation within the mouth of Lord Krishna. By the grace of Lord Krishna, Mother Yashoda saw all the universes and planets within the mouth of Krishna. Similarly, by the grace of Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, a Krishna conscious person can see all his dormant desires at one time and finish all his future transmigrations. This facility is especially given to the devotee to make his path clear for returning home back to Godhead. Why we see things not experienced in this life is explained herein, that that which we see is the future expression of a gross body or is already stocked in our mental stockpile. Because a Krishna conscious person does not have to accept a future gross body, his recorded desires are fulfilled in a dream. We therefore sometimes find things in a dream never experienced in our present life. Thus, in the purport by His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki, ഓമജ്ഞാനതിമിരാന്തസ്യ ജ്ഞാനാഞ്ജനശലാകയ ചക്ഷുരുന്മീലിതം യേന തസ്മൈ ശ്രീഗുരുവേ നമഃ. മുഖം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കും ലംഘയതേ ഗിരിം യത്കൃപാതമഹം വന്ദേ ശ്രീഗുരും വിനതാരണം പരമാനന്ദമാധവം കൃഷ്ണചൈതന്യദേവം. ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ, ഹരേ രാമ ഹരേ രാമ 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ. കൃഷ്ണായ വാസുദേവായ ദേവകീനന്ദനായ ച നന്ദഗോപകുമാരായ ഗോവിന്ദായ നമോ നമഃ. ഗോവിന്ദായ നമോ നമഃ. ഗോവിന്ദായ നമോ നമഃ. നമഃ പങ്കജനാഭായ നമഃ പങ്കജമാലിനേ നമഃ പങ്കജനേത്രായ നമസ്തേ പങ്കജാംഗ്രയേ. ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ. വി ആർ ഇൻ ദ സെഷൻ ഓഫ് ശ്രീ ഭാഗവതം. ദിസ് പർട്ടിക്കുലർ ചാപ്റ്റർ ഈസ് ഗോയിങ് ഓൺ ഫോർ സോ മെനി മേ ബി മന്ത്സ്. വി ആർ ഹിയറിംഗ് ഫ്രം നാരദ മുനി, ഹു ഈസ് ആക്ച്വലി also mentioned as the one of the incarnation of Lord Narayana. His desire actually to change the conditioned source, suitable conditioned source, he select and he give them advice and make them to practice and they change. So we see throughout Srimad Bhagavatam Naradamuni only told actually Vyasadeva to write Srimad Bhagavatam. So he has also given hints to him while compiling what topics are required, so that when the conditioned soul, when they read, when they hear such topics, they should be delivered, they should be become pure devotees of the Lord, and they can go back home, back to Godhead. So Vyasadeva is also selected. Mostly we can see such discussions are between Narada Muni and some devotees. Narada Muni, actually I was reading, many occasions to different devotees he has given the instructions. Most of the instructions are same. There is no much difference. That means these are the important, very important things which we should try to understand, realize it and practice it. Then only our life will become successful. So we saw actually the Prajinavarkisad, he was engaged in the fruitive activities while he sent his sons for self-realization sons. So he came back and he was alerting actually Prajinavarkisad. He spent a lot of time with him until he is convinced. No guru will do like that, but Narada Muni is having a lot of patience. Actually we can see he was keep on telling. So these conclusive words, few more verses are there. These are actually the cream of advices, instructions or informations which is required for the conditioned souls in this material life, because they don't have this knowledge. They are in the nescience, and they do not know what to do, where to go, what to practice. They want some explanation. So he is giving that explanation actually. So today's verse, Narada Muni is telling actually, Prabhupada has translated Krishna consciousness. What do you mean by Krishna consciousness? Means associating with the Supreme Personality of Godhead continuously, nirantaram. In such a, until unless the mental state the devotee can observe actually the cosmic manifestation, how Bhagavan after creation is observing. The same facility, how Bhagavan is observing, same way the devotees can also observe. But it is mentioned, it is not very easy, it is not possible always. And so the mental state has to come, the devotion, the Krishna consciousness has to come, develop in such a state that Krishna's mercy, and he is giving, we know that sometime Bhagavan, his own Rupa, Sarupya Mukti, he is giving his own form to some devotee. Sometime he says that I want to give myself to him because he is such a nice devotee. So here is an example is given actually. Prabhupada has mentioned the purport also. The Rahu planet is not visible, cannot be seen. But we accepted actually there is a planet like that, Rahu. Cannot be seen, but sometime when on the full moon day, because of the effulgence of the moon, it becomes visible. Only because of the effulgence of the moon, sometime it is visible. Similarly, when somebody is advanced in Krishna consciousness, enter into loving devotional service to Krishna, Bhagavan is so much pleased that he is giving the vision to him. What is this material world? How you have come here? Why you are suffering? All this knowledge as well as the vision, he can will be able to see it. Like this example. So Prabhupada has quoted actually in the purport, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has given an example. Yashoda Mayi, when Krishna is complained, actually everybody complained that Krishna ate the sand in Brahman Ghat in Vrindavan. Krishna Balaram Ki Jai Sri Sarada Shamsana Bhagavan Ki Jai Garantai Bhagavan Ki. So when complaint received, that time he went, they all went and complained to Yashoda. And Yashoda came immediately to the Brahman Ghat, little away from Gokul. He told him to open the mouth. Initially he was hesitant. But when Yashoda insisted that you have to open, just now you ate the sand, so I want to see. So Krishna was asking mother, Yashoda, really you want to see my mouth? Yes, I want to see your mouth. So then when he opened the mouth, actually, Yashoda could see the all Brahmanda, cosmic manifestation, everything. She could see in the small mouth of Krishna actually. Finally it is said, she could see, she is standing in front of Krishna, Krishna is opening the mouth, that scene also there inside the mouth. So it is a special mercy, everybody cannot see in Krishna's mouth. Similarly, Arjuna could see the Vishwarupa when special vision is given. Whatever he has told in the 10th Gando, 10th chapter Bhagavad Gita, the opulence of Krishna, I am this, I am that. So he wanted to see, so he has shown to his devotee actually. He is his best friend, he is very close to Krishna, devotee. Special vision is given, he could see. Arjuna also said afterwards, no, I don't want to see this, come on, come back to your uniform. Similarly, Yashoda also got, something wrong with my son. The point is, as Srila Prabhupada mentioned, when somebody is so advanced, like Yashoda got the chance actually to take care of Krishna just like her own son. Vatsalya Rasa. So Krishna has given the facility for him actually to see, okay. You want to see in my small mouth such a wonderful thing, activities. So similarly, Here Narada Muni is telling actually to Prajina Bharisad, you will be able to see, you will be able to realize. Only to, it's not very easy, only to loving devotional service. You have to become fully, Bhagavad is mentioned here, constantly, fully conscious. When one is fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, not in absorbed in Krishna consciousness, fully absorbed in Krishna. We have to underline. Other day also we are taking the class, 2-3 times, full Krishna consciousness, fully absorbed. Not partially. So this actually the devotees has to take very seriously, how to be in fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness. 24 hours in a day, one is absorbed in Krishna consciousness. So then, as Srila Prabhupada has mentioned the purport, when one is fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, his stockpile of material desires is minimized. So we were reading the same Bhagavatam, we are trying to understand actually these different purports and slogans. Everything was centralized, concentrated on the mind actually. The mind is recording all our desires. From time immemorial, we had different type of bodies. Every time the mind was the same. And from time immemorial, that time there was no computer. See, the mind is working like computer. It was recorded. Everything was recorded. It was not deleted perfectly. What are our desires? It is written, as long as one is actually having the desires, especially the desire for material enjoyment, he has to transmigrate from one gross body to another until these desires are exhausted actually. But unfortunately, those who are not in Krishna, full Krishna consciousness, every type of life, every time when we got even human form or any other form, it is not getting exhausted, it is getting increased actually. Every time new desires are coming actually. Prabhupada has mentioned sometime, the creation, Bhagavan has, he did the creation for two purposes actually. One is actually to give the chance for the conditioned soul to enter into pure devotional service and exhaust all the material desires recorded in the mind. And another reason is actually the sometime even the devotees are also suffering actually. They are also hankering for material desires. May not be exposing outside, but internally they have desire actually. I want to become like this, I want to become. So Krishna is fulfilling their desire the way he designed actually in this material world. Always the material desires are not fulfilled. Material desires are not fulfilled means actually there is anxiety, there is suffering, material suffering. Sukha dukha, everything is coming, and that suffering is given to understand that you are actually suffering because of your desire. Repeatedly, Bhagavan has told actually in Bhagavad Gita and other scriptures, in Bhagavadam, different personalities are speaking. You have come here actually to fulfill your desires. But unfortunately, it is just like we are going to some market, big shopping complex for buying something. And when we go there, we see so many things are there in this market. We forget actually for what purpose we came, with what money we came. We are seeing so many other things, beautiful things are there. We are keep on hankering for it, buying for it. Nowadays there is a very good facility, their credit card actually. No, you need not carry cash money with you. Oh, I have a credit card which I want to buy this actually. It's very nice. So instead of buying that one thing which you have gone, forgotten, but 10 things you have purchased, after coming home only we'll think that actually, oh, this was not required actually in the house. Why even I purchased this? What to do? It is written that once somebody something is purchased, it cannot be returned. So like that, we have come here to fulfill our desire, but instead of fulfilling the desire and go back, become Krishna conscious, very nicely, okay, that I had this desire, so let me finish. And then, that is why it is given, you know, Brahmacharya, Grihastasrama, Vanaprastha, Sannyasa, all these orders are given for that purpose only. You can fulfill your desire actually as a Brahmacharya who want to enter Grihastasrama, but you cannot continue Grihastasrama. Shastric injection is there. One has to get out. Prabhupada says after age of 50 years, you get out of your house. Hand over your charge to somebody. But these are all neglected because there is no strict rules and regulations. One has to do it as the kings were doing it. So as long as this is getting increased, we have to transmigrate from one body to another body, one body to another body. See, this information, this teaching Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport very clearly, making it clear for us, is for us to understand and take a decision. Why for we have come, actually, what is our real situation, we should analyze it and become fully Krishna conscious. And it is mentioned, the word is mentioned, stockpile. It's a stockpile of desires, actually. It's not one or two, actually. The stockpile can be increased, but we keep on increasing, even if it has become so heavy for us, still we are increasing it. But it's mentioned, karmani devdaka kinduja bhakti pajam, due to bhakti, it can be minimized actually. It can be reduced. That is why it is mentioned, it was not always possible to see, but such a mental state, you reduce it. Come to Krishna consciousness. Those who are come to Krishna consciousness, we should have a realization that I have come to Krishna consciousness, that is not the end of it. We should check our spiritual progress every time. Am I improving in my spiritual life actually? Is there any change in my consciousness? Initially it was partial. Is it become, am I improving in my Krishna consciousness? I am thinking of Krishna always. Or am I attracted to hearing the pastime of Krishna Leela, Krishna's pastime? He says, Janma karmachame divyam, evam yoviti tattudaga, tiktva devam punat janma, naiti mamedi sojuna. Yes, you can go back immediately. There is no time. Immediately the time comes, tiktva deham punat janma. Immediately you can leave this body and you can get the spiritual body. But janma karmachame divyam, that somebody should be attracted to his pastimes of Krishna, Krishna Leela. Like that we have to improve the bhakti. Then what is given actually? When person is fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, stockpile of the material desires can be minimized. We have to learn this art actually. When somebody becomes devotee, as like Yashoda could see the everything, the devotee can also can see when its pure devotional services increase, Bhagavan is giving the realization, or he can see the vision actually. Why I am suffering actually in this material world? Why this tapatra is after me? Is there any end to it actually? If I had to come again as a child and grow up and all these problems. So one has to analyze actually, the devotees can see it is due to my past karma. This is what is coming to me. Just like a child is born, child is in the womb of the mother. Now after 7 months actually the child cannot lie down straight, is bent like this, cannot breathe properly. The worms are actually biting the soft skin of the child. The mother is eating whatever she wants. Urine and stool and everything is there in the stomach. Suffocation, the child is moving here and there. By seeing the suffering actually, by seeing the suffering in this material world, someday Krishna will give his bhakti. Okay, there is some solution for it. The child is given the facility to see 100 birth, previous 100 birth. Bhagavatam is mentioned, third gandu, Kapila Deva is telling you, Devahuti. What are the activities the child, Jiva, has done with the different bodies? Then there is no complaint. Otherwise you have a complaint, no? Why Krishna is doing something after me? Why not to others actually? Why to me? I am getting all this tapatri, all the problems are coming to me. I am chanting, I am doing all the things. So that is why the stories are given in this Bhagavatam. The child is seen, oh, I am suffering because of all these things I did it. Okay. What should I do? This remembrance is given by the Lord, Supreme Lord, who is controlling all these things. Let me surrender unto him. He is doing Jantu Vaja. There is a very nice prayer in Srimad Bhagavatam. He is promising, Krishna, you please take me out of this situation. I will not do anything other than praying unto your lotus feet. I will surrender unto you. But when the child come out, actually the maya is attacking and samsara, it is going on like that. Very rarely some devotee children may take up Krishna consciousness. So the vision is given, Bhagavan is giving the realization. All the devotees, when they are asking, actually, immediately they will say, yes, I know, it's about my papa karma, past karma. I have not finished Eshantu Antagadam Babam Jananam Punya Karmana E Dhanda Mohanar Mukta Bhajan Dema Dhritavrita. I am not able to do bhajan with Dhritavrita. I am not able to chant properly the holy name of Krishna. Still it is working on me. So when we advance in Krishna consciousness, just like Gajendra, even though it was actually, he was a animal, we are suffering for many, many years, thinking that materially somebody will take care of me. Finally, the pain, acute pain, he says, I cannot bear this pain, my dear Lord. He was praying. Then Krishna has given them his vision actually. You could see, I was a king in my previous life. I was doing very nice prayer to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Maybe if I do the same prayer, the Lord will come and help me actually. He will smash, the stockpile of disease will be smashed completely out. No transmigration. Om Namo Bhagavate Tasmai Yade Dachidatmagam Purushaya Dibijaya Pareshaya Yati Makhi. He started praying. Immediately Bhagavan Giridhastandamarapi came and released him. He has not given actually moksha actually. He said, I don't want to live in this material world. Immediately Bhagavan has taken him. It is not reserved for Gajendra. It is for Mamai Vamsho Jiva Loge Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. We are all part and parcel of Krishna. The same love which he has shown to Gajendra, the same love the Lord has for us actually. But only thing, these things are not studied. Even after coming to Krishna consciousness, Srila Prabhupada says, you have to read Srimad Bhagavata Sevaya. There is no excuse, there is no exemption. No, I need not read Bhagavata, I need not go to the class or something like that. Unless we sit together and read and understand actually how we can know, actually, there is a way for my miseries in this material world, I can put an end to it. Another example I was just thinking actually, Bharat Maharaj. Bharat Maharaj, in young age, he left his home and for self-realization event, somehow or other, materially he got attracted. His bhajan was so, maybe not strong enough. He got attracted to a deer. And because he was thinking at the time of death, dear, even though he was actually doing devotional service, He never understood actually, perhaps, Ante Narayana Smriti. At the last moment, I should think about Krishna, so I should continue my sadhana. There is no excuse. We are not going to get actually out of turn some decision or something like that. We should never think about it. Bhagavan, actually, his rules and regulations are there. It is going on. Their proper authorities are kept for maintaining that. So he became a deer. But because he was doing the devotional service, even as a deer, he had actually the, what is my problem actually, or how I got this body? We don't know. We don't get, because we are not so devoted, because we can become pure devotee of the Lord, Bhagavan also will give the realization actually. Yes. What is the way out? So he became a deer, then as a deer, his mind, same mind was there. The stockpile, the desire, what he had, why he became like this, all the, he could see, the vision is given actually, he could see it, even as an animal. Then he thought actually, okay, I should leave this body, with this animal body, maybe I will not be able to go back toward it. He took the shelter of an ashram, Muni's ashram, and he is leaving the body there. So he got again a human form. How difficult it is, actually. This story is real one, which is given in the Bhagavatam. It is meant for our realization, thinking about it. Then he is becoming Jadabharata, a Brahmana. And Jadabharata, he used his intelligence. Nobody can attack me now. You tell whatever you want to me. You hit me, you kick me, you give me anything to eat. I am not going to say anything against it. So he was very careful. So like that, some of our devotees, the pure devotees of the Lord, they don't want to compromise on something like that. They're chanting, they're reading, they're sadhana. No compromise, no excuse. I will do it tomorrow, carry forward, no problem. No. This is a sadhana bhakti. Srila Prabhupada said you have to continue your sadhana bhakti. Whatever is mentioned right from the Mangalati until the temple close, whatever the activities are going, it is for us to participate in it. Get purified. Increase our devotional service, devotion. So Jadabharata, you know, complete that story there in Srimad Bhagavatam. Very detailed story is going on. He was very careful actually. He was not uttering a word. If he say, I say something, maybe I have to come back again, take another body. Now sometimes we say, do some abharad or some, told something to someone and we go and pay obeisances and say, excuse me, please. Excuse me, because we want to make sure that he excused us. Otherwise, what will happen? Maybe for that simple reason, I may have to take another birth. This is an injunction, scriptural injunction. This is the rules and regulation of the Lord. Nobody can change it, actually. So we have to be very, very careful, actually. And here, the nice statements are there. Prabhupada is telling that the devotee is no longer fructify in the form of gross body. Tiktva deham bunat janma naiti mabhiti chorjana. Kundi Devi is also telling. If your darshan, somebody is getting your darshan, or darshan of your lotus feet, mean there is no punat janma. He will go back home, back to God. For that, Kundi Devi is telling that Vibhadaga, Sanduda, Shashvada, Tatra, Tatra, Jagal Guru. Bhavado, Darsanam, Esyad, Apunar, Bhavadarsanam. I don't mind. Let these calamities come again and again to me. Because when calamity comes, I can pray under your lotus feet with sincere feeling. So Prabhupada says, when we do the prayers, when we chant the holy name, it should be from the heart. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is actually a prayer. Japa is actually a prayer actually, praying into the lotus feet of Krishna. Please engage me in your transcendental loving service. So, the stockpile can be the important point. Actually, we have stockpile with us of desires. Maybe from the previous birth and this birth. Even Prabhupada said, maybe for the coming birth, somebody decides in my next birth, I want to become a rich man. Or actually, I want to become a... You know, I was in Bombay. I was walking through the Radharaswari temple and going to catch some bus. So, one family, two, three families were going. The children were crying. So, they were crying. Then the parents were asking, hey, don't cry, don't cry. Then by crying, the child is saying that, I want to go and see Amitabh Bachchan bungalow. He is staying nearby. He comes out at 5 o'clock and he waves the visitors. So all these people are going. Actually, this is Arti time in Radharaswari temple. So then I asked him, actually, there is a Arti is going on in the temple. Why are you going? You have come to see the Lord, you know. What you will give? Why you are going? Then he turned. He says, you want to see him. And what you will get by seeing him? Are you going to get anything? He says, by seeing him and getting his blessing, maybe in my next life I will become Amitabh Bachchan. That is a mentality of people. They do not know, actually. So they are rushing to see him in my next life. That is what Prabhupada has mentioned. Somebody's future life thinking, that desire is also recorded actually. That stockpile is added in it. There is no way to come out for such people. So further Prabhupada has mentioned actually, sometimes we see the dream. Which we never experienced, we never thought of it. So it is because the recorded desires may not be fulfilled. So it is coming actually as a dream. But for the devotees, Prabhupada is mentioning, even if he has become a devotee, still he has got some desires. That desires will come in the dream and vanish. It will go. That guarantee is given actually. That doesn't mean that we should increase our desires in that. No. So this information, this particular verse, it is repeated actually. The same thing, same information is given. King Nimi is asking to Navayogindras. One of Navayogindras are telling the same type of verse. Actually, I was going through, I will share with you. This 11th Kanto Srim Bhagavadam. Erhi abjana pacharanai sanayoru bhakya chedo malani vidamed guna karmajani tasmin vishuddha ubalabhyada atmatattvam Sakshat Yathamala Dricho Savid Pragashaga. Translation. When one seriously engages in the devotional service of the personality of Godhead, fixing the Lord's lotus feet within one's heart as the only goal of life, one can destroy the innumerable impure desires lodged within the heart as a result of one's previous fruitive work within the three modes of material nature. So what is required? Seriously engage in the devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Fixing his lotus feet, Charanaravindam, in the mind, heart. And that is only one goal. I don't have any other desire. Then one can destroy, that bhakti can destroy the innumerable impure desire lodged within the heart as a result of one previous fruitive activities. That stockpile can be go by doing the devotional service, loving devotional service. When the heart is thus purified, one can directly perceive both the Supreme Lord and oneself as transcendental entities. The real situation, everything is divya, janma karma jame divyam. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who is he actually? How great he is? How transcendental he is? This realization, how transcendental we are actually. This self-realization will come when our heart is pure. The impure desires are gone and the lotus feet is taken actually shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we really understand who is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus one become perfect in his life. When that situation only we become perfect. In spiritual understanding, through direct experience, just as one can directly experience the sunshine through normal healthy vision. Normal healthy vision, we can see the sunshine properly. Similarly, the pure heart, we can understand Krishna, we can get the spiritual understanding through direct experience. Not by just reading and understanding or something like that. Bhagavan is telling actually, I reveal myself to him at such a mental stage when he is praying. The conclusion is actually we should enter into the loving devotional service of the Lord as is given by His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The very simplified and possible way he has given instruction, practiced and shown as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has shown to us. So still that memories are there, still the devotees who are with Srila Prabhupada, they are here. So we should be able to hear from them actually the mood of Srila Prabhupada to convince all the conditioned souls and through his writings, especially Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, then we can advance in our spiritual life, and this is the secret behind it actually. So my conclusion is we have a stockpile of unfulfilled desires with us actually in the previous life and this life, and is really troubling us, putting an obstruction to our devotional service. So we should be accepting a guru in the disciplic succession, hear from him about the devotional service. Actually the time is finished actually. I wanted to share with you something. Please read actually. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving the instruction to teachings of Rupa Goswami. Bhagavan himself is telling to Rupa Goswami, how can you change? How can you do the pure devotional service? And Rupa Goswami is our authority. He is authority for the devotional service. He has only, we are following, we are Rupanuga, we are following this footsteps of Rupa Goswami. He got this from the Supreme Personality of God at Bhagavan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When we read it, we become firm in our decision, our sankalpa, in our devotional service. And we don't want to become actually, you know, we don't want to take any other form, 84 species of life. We don't want to take in any form in this, come back to this material world. When we have an option, even somebody is engaging in the pure loving devotional service, even a fraction of second, we have more than that, definitely. So how can he utilize our time actually in Krishna conscious way? And as Srila Prabhupada said, in full Krishna consciousness one has to come. And we are saved actually. We are intelligent. We can easily go back home, back to God. It is not difficult. As I said, whatever the rules and regulations made by Supreme Personality of Godhead, nobody can change it actually. If you are coming within the rules and regulations, your ticket is sanctioned, okay. You did this, you did this, you did this, okay, you can go. Definitely. There should not be any doubt about it. So, sarva dharman parityaja mam ekam charanam raja aham dam sarva bhavepyo. He says, I will smash your stockpile.
Moksha Ichami Masajika, I will take you back home back to it. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.